A3JC, water drink sick, ten again.
WWZ listening.
Test here with this handy talk here to see if I've got it working again. Over.
I can hear you that you're in and out for theater. There's like the occasion moving a lot. If you can stay in a fixed position, I can try and help you further.
Okay. So this is Bill. I'm here just east of Simpsonville, replace the internal battery in this HDX 202. It's an old 2-meter that I've had for a long time. Okay.
How's that? This wouldn't be the fellow I met in Liberty, would it?
I met you at the last club meeting there at Tanner's Big Orange. Over.
I recognize your voice. Yeah, radio sounds good, man. You just in and out a lot. I don't really have any other complaints other than that.
So, for a portable 5 watts, as far from the repeater, I can't complain with what it's doing. Seems to be okay. AJ4RA.
What's that? Well, glad I could help you. KO4WWZ, I'll be clear on your final, but I'll be listening on the frequency.
AJ4RA, clear.
KO4WWZ, this is KO4ZTW.
KO4ZW, good.
You're on. This is Ben from Simpsonville. I wanted to see if I could catch you and make sure the book arrived.
It did, and it's proving to be more helpful than I thought it would, so thank you very much.
Yeah, it definitely served me well, so you can probably see my notes and little flags and stuff in it. But yeah, good. I'm glad it's helpful.
Sure, and thank you for letting me use it.
That's what we're here for, to help and support each other. So yeah, just let us know when you pass it. Certainly hit up the group or myself for any questions. I'm a newbie myself, so there's people with a lot more experience than me, including yourself.
I don't have all the experience now. We have some hands in here that have 20, 30 years of it.
Yeah, most of them. And I'm kind of hoping, I've been talking to a couple of guys and say, you know, how can we, especially stuff concerning the club, how can we capture this knowledge and get it on the website or something, all the specifics about our repeater, club history, and tips and tricks especially. But I don't know, that's a lot of knowledge there.
Definitely a lot of knowledge. Well, I'm going to have to hop off because I think I'm about to head to the grocery store. I just happen to be out here getting the car and trunk cleaned out so we can load up with groceries. And I heard you put your car out there and call for me, and I didn't want to leave you hanging.
Catch up with you. I'm sure we'll talk again soon. I'm almost home myself, so KO4ZEW, I'll be clear.
Do that. Send me greetings and hope to talk to you again soon on down the log. KO4WWZ, clear.
KO4ZEW, KA3JCA.
KO4ZEW, this is Ben. Go ahead.
Hello, Ben. The name here is Richard, Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. Did I hear you say you're, like, from Simpsonville area?
From Simpsonville, I'm up towards the Malden side, kind of in between Malden and Simpsonville, near Brookwood Church.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm up on the northwest corner also. I'm over here where 385 and Butler Road. If you come into Butler Road like you're heading to Woodruff, you'll come over there by the, there's a CVS there on the corner. I'm probably about a mile and a half from that CVS.
I'm down here on Bethel Road on the, I guess the Five Forks side.
Okay, did you and I talk before about DMR?
I got my notes inside the house. I'm just getting home from the CVS. I think we did. I think you're over, if so, you're over near Heritage Lakes, that area, right?
That is correct. I'm in Heritage Lake.
I'm Ben, the same one that we talked to. I remember we talked about DMR and, not Brain Meister. I'm kind of blanking on it right now.
I send you a code plug or something for DMR or no?
Oh, no, we just talked about it a good bit.
It's KO4WWZ. Is there something different with your radio? It's kind of like it's got it when you unkey the mic, I hear like a little feedback noise.
My radio?
Ben, can you hear that when you unkey?
I hear the squelch lag and a single beep.
I'll take the video and I'll send it to Richard, see if he can hear it from my end. Y'all keep talking.
I think last time we were talking, Richard, we were talking about DMR, and I told you I was starting to get into echo leak a good bit.
If I hear anything. Chandler, I'm not hearing anything. We were talking to somebody else earlier, and we're wondering if you're getting interference on the front end of your receiver being over there. Apparently there's another repeater nearby. It's like on the same frequency or close to it, and with the atmospheric conditions and so forth, you might be picking up some of that noise when I unkey the repeater. Okay, I'm back to you, Ben, KA3JCA.
No, I don't hear anything irregular about either of you guys' signal. But yeah, I think we're talking about DMR, and you're talking about your you've got a hotspot for it.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. We were talking about that, and I think, yeah, because you lived over, like, on the Bethel side of the road, correct? Right over here close to Five Forks area?
Correct.
Yeah, I think I tried to call you on Simplex the other day just to see if I could reach you and so forth, and it's actually funny. I was on DMR yesterday or the day before, and there was another gentleman. Let me see if I can find his call sign real quick. It's KB4ETB, KB4ETB, his name is Don, and he lives over there off of, I think it's Georgia Road in Five Forks area.
There's also a guy named Lloyd, I think he lives over here in Holly Tree or Holly Trace. I've got his call sign written down, I haven't looked up his last name. He seems pretty regular on here. What Simplex channel did you try?
Tried 5-2, but I have 5-2, 5-6, and 5-8 programmed into my radio.
My base station is down right now. I put up a new antenna last night, or yesterday, and I've been testing it out, and it's going real well. But before I could seal up the fittings, the PL-259 fittings, we got a massive storm last night, so I need to go up on the roof, get a can of air. Open them up, blow them out, put them back together, and then put that heat shrink on them. Get my base station back going, and then I can just leave 52 open.
Well, I've been leaving the
my base station, which is my mobile rig, my Anytone 578. I've been using it here on the VHF analog channels during the day, and then I have my handheld on DMR, and then if I get tired of holding the handheld for a while, what I do is I just switch my mobile over to DMR and use the handheld microphone.
I work from home most of the time, except I go to a customer site 1 week out of the month. So I just sit down in my office at home and turn on the radio and just, you know, listen to what's going on. I can leave 52 open because it's dual band. So I could have this repeater and then 146.52 on the other side. And then if you just want to give me a ring, I'm usually around during the days in my office working.
That's cool. Yeah, when you get your base station, give me a call. We'll set everything up. And if you want, I mean, I don't know if you talk to anybody else on Simplex or not, but what you can do is if there's other people that are on and you're hearing them and you don't want to hear them, what I've done in the past, too, is I've set up a PL code, encode and decode, with a group of people, and we just use that. And that way, if somebody calls me, it'll only break my squelch from the people that I'm talking to.
I've heard of people doing that, because sort of building their own talk groups, where they'll just pick a frequency and then throw a couple of codes on it, and it becomes really hard to accidentally key those up with the codes. But there's some guys that talk on 147.505 occasionally. My buddy Wes is on that one, but he's over in Easley, and I can barely get him. We've got some kind of obstruction, because he'll point his directional right at me, and he said he'll point it at a couple other guys in this area, and it's just you can hear the voice, but it's still really noisy. So we might start, changing frequency, or we bounced off of just the Paris Mountain repeater because it's so rarely used.
Yeah, I was wondering why. Which one has better coverage, the 8.2 machine or the 6.10?
It would definitely be 8.2. I can see, if it weren't for the trees, I'm line of sight from my back porch to Paris Mountain. I can hit Paris with a handheld. I cannot hit Caesar's Head with the handheld.
I actually just tested that with my handheld, and I could key up the Paris Mountain 1-2 with my handheld. There's also one, and I'm trying to name of it. Let me see if I... It's the White Oak Mountain one, 147.285 repeater. And then I've also heard there's one on Sassafras Mountain, 146.79.
White Oak, but I've heard of Sassafras. I'm going to have to look on repeater book to see what the frequencies of both of those. I thought Sassafras changed recently, but I could be just wrong about that. I heard wrong.
KA3JCA. No, you heard. I think the frequency's staying. It's the PL tone is changing from 123 to, I think it's 123.7 or whatever the next one is up. I think it's September 1st.
Hopefully somebody will post to our Blue Ridge Facebook group what it is and when that happens. So I may ask about that. If no one makes any notification of that, I may ask about it.
I forget if I heard it on this repeater or if it was another repeater, but somebody had made an announcement that I heard that it was changing the PL tone effective September. So... But we'll wait and see, because I guess they'll remind everybody again when it takes place. That was just like with the... I'm usually on Brandmeister daily for my DMR, but I missed it. And apparently Friday the 19th, they were totally shut down where they were doing a whole scheduled update for all three of the master servers where they're all going to be duplicate. So I guess they were backboning some of them. And I guess it's my understanding now that they'll be able to, like, if one goes down, you can switch over to the other one flawlessly.
But that would be really helpful if they had some kind of automatic failover to the others. I would just hope that they would add EchoLink to all the failovers, because Paris Mountain does not have EchoLink, but Caesar's Head does. And the reason I'm kind of keen on that is because I work down in Florence, is where my customer is. And they've got pretty active groups down there, and they have PALSnet, some of their own emergency networks set up. And so I like to keep up with those guys as well. And, you know, I can't... That's the way I do it, is over EchoLink. They're just too far away for a direct signal.
I kind of wish A2 had an EchoLink also, because there's some days that I can't hear 610 at all, because just the noise level and some of the stuff that's going on, even where I'm at, it's a hard time. But today I don't have any problem, but I think I'm running 20. Yeah, I got it set for 25 watts right now. But usually if I have trouble getting into it, I have to take it up to 50 watts, KA3JCA.
Here, I usually have no problem with 25 watts, but occasionally I do have to crank it up to 50 if they're like, oh, that's much better.
What I need to do is I need to break down and put me up a 50 or 70-foot tower here at the house instead of a telescoping pole, just put a tower up. When I lived in Delaware, I had a 70-foot tower on it. I had a Explorer 14 tri-bander HF beam. I had a 11-element UHF and an 11-element VHF Yagi on there, and a 6-meter beam. And then I also had an omnidirectional on the very, very top. That was my tri-bander. It's 2, 4, and 6. So I just need to get around and make some investments.
I wasn't really tempted to do a tower until I just read about the new ICOM IC905. They just announced it Friday, and it's a model that uses power over Ethernet to run up to the top of your tower, and then it goes into your RF unit. The RF unit goes to the antenna, which is like centimeters away from the RF unit. So you're eliminating that feed line loss and by using Ethernet. And you're also able to send power over the Ethernet to run the RF device. And it's a really fascinating setup. It's one I've kind of been like, you know, why are we dealing with these feed line losses when there's got to be another solution for that? And it sounds like ICOM is moving in that direction. So look up the 905.
Step ahead of you. I'm already like a minute into the video watching it. Yeah, it covers 2 meters, 440, 1200, 2400, and 5600 megahertz. Sideband, CW, FM, AM, RIDI, DV, DD, and ATV transceiver. Okay. Yeah, I'll have to finish watching the rest of it there. I just love the power over Ethernet, being able to do that. When I lived in Florida, I had to put up a network for the hotel, and I bought some hotspots or some access points, and I bought regular omnidirectional antennas that we mounted out on a 4-foot pole that's from the balcony. We put like 3 on the inside of the court in the middle of each building. It was like a U shape. And then on the outside, we put 1 at the beginning and end of each unit. So think of a big long U, an upside down U there. And the outside parking lot had 2 antennas, and the inside courtyard had 3 antennas. And we rotated the channels between 3, 6, and 11. And, I was able to get internet to all the hotel rooms wirelessly.
That is really cool. KO4ZEW for ID. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty awesome configuration.
We found that better than what we, the one hotel that I worked for, initially they put in a access point like in every 3 or 4 room, and they alternated those. And they used the existing phone line in the hotel that they would tie into the modules, and then we had to wire them and hook them to the wall and put wire ties on so people wouldn't mess with them. And then the same thing in the buildings. We had anywhere from 3 to 6 in a building. So on one side of the building, we'd have 2 downstairs and 1 upstairs. And then on the other side, we'd have 2 upstairs and 1 downstairs. So basically, you had kind of like 3 in a row on each side, up and down, on both sides of the rooms there. So, and that worked okay, but that was more of a nightmare trying to make sure people had that would connect to the internet. But the biggest problem that we ran into was called PEPCAC. Problem exists between the keyboard and the chair where the operator forgot to turn their wireless modem on.
You had one of the ID10T errors.
Yeah, we had a lot of those.
I'm from the CVS. I got to run in. I'm probably going to get up on the roof a little while now. The sun's coming out. Blow out that connection, seal it up. And then I'll jump on 52 Simplex once I get it all going. And then if I don't catch you today, I'll be in my office all day tomorrow, so we can try again then as well. But since we must be maybe 2 miles apart at best as the crow flies.
That sounds about right. Well, listen, just before you make the call on 52, give me a call on 610, and I'll switch it over real quick to 52, and then we'll pick up there, KA3JCA.
Sounds good. I may even try my handheld. An HT should do the trick. But yeah, I'll shoot you a call on 610, and we'll work it out from there.
Sounds like a plan. KA3JCA 73.
For the EW, clear.
KA3JCA,
K3JCA.
Did you get my video?
Here, hold on. Hey, Chandler, are you talking about the white noise that you're hearing on the radio when I unkey?
There's a little bit of a low tone beep in there, right when you unkey.
So I got the video and I listened to it. Do me a favor, make sure your antenna connection didn't come unloose from your radio. Sometimes if you don't get it on there tight enough, it has a loose grounding. Check that just to make sure. But yeah, I pulled out my handheld here and I even had my wife walk to the other end to make sure I wasn't desensing the radio. And I didn't hear it, and neither did Ben.
Copy that. Thank you.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you for bringing it to my attention there. It had me worried there for a second. But I do hear what you're talking about on your receive end of the radio. So I appreciate it. I like your little Motorola there.
Thank you, I do too. I think I'd want to upgrade.
It makes it hard to program that radio for the frequencies you want.
Yeah, it does, and plus it doesn't have DTNF or anything like the other ham radios do.
But you know that DMR stuff that I was talking about? Take a look at that Anytone 578 mobile rig. Because it does analog and digital. And one of the nice things coming out here in November or December, it does not have a detachable faceplate, which that doesn't bother me, but they're coming out with a Bluetooth microphone where the microphone is probably a little bit bigger than a pack of cigarettes, but it's all Bluetooth, and you can mount the radio behind your seat and control everything right from the Bluetooth handheld. Take a look at it when you get a chance.
The Anytone 578, that's not a bad radio.
I'm actually happy with mine. Today I sit here and I programmed Sally's and my 878 handheld, and I programmed the 578. Right now, I just programmed it for receiving APRS because it does APRS also, and it does GPS. So I programmed all the receive side on all three of the radios today, and I put in the North America and the International Space Station. So I've been listening on and off throughout the day trying to see if I can receive the ISS station.
Now that's something I want to do. I have heard since before I got my license that I can have contact with astronauts. I really want to talk to one of them.
Get your radios, get your antenna set up, and you'll be on your way, sir. And like I said, don't be afraid to reach out to some of the club members to help you with some ideas for some external antennas, whether it's homebrew antennas. I'm trying to remember if it was Dave or Shane I was talking to yesterday or the day before, and we were talking about antennas and homebrew antennas and so forth, and it brought back some memories. So, but yeah, they have antenna books out there, and there's probably somebody in the club that might have one that you might be able to borrow, or they can share some information or some of their knowledge. But yeah, that's what the hams are there for. A lot of them will help you. They're glad to be an Elmer towards you, especially if you're new to the hobby.
Sure, and I definitely had a lot of help already. A lot of it has come from Chad, because he's been a blessing.
Chad's call sign again?
304-NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo.
I heard him on earlier. He's the one that's been sick, and I don't know if he's listening or not, but I was going to tell Chad that when I had COVID, when I was in the hospital, they put me in isolation for a week, Chandler, and I hated it, but they gave me one of these. It's called an inspirometer. It's like a little plastic thing with a ping pong ball in it and a tube, and they had me do that daily to help strengthen my lungs. But it took a while for my smelling and sense to come back from my smelling and my sense of taste, too. So it took a while. I've got it back now, thank God.
I think you got it back, and I'm glad that you're still here with us.
I can attest that I did get the shots. I'm still trying to get the boosters, but because of my condition, it's hard to get in and out of the house and get to appointments and so forth like that. So it makes it difficult, but I honestly think that I caught COVID the day they took me to the emergency room, because up to that point, I tested negative every time, and I've never been exposed, and my wife and my daughter are very cautious, too, about it. Thank God they've not contacted it or contracted it yet. So, all righty. Well, I will let you go here, Chandler. I got to find something for dinner tonight. I don't know what my wife. I think I'm going to make a couple of steaks. So, fry them up. So, KO4WWZ, KA3JCA.
73, Richard. Have a great day. I'm looking at the 578 now. I like what I see so far.
73, KA3JCA.